This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, April 21st, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
BOS Group publishes annual report 2025 and forecast 2026. BOS Group has published its annual report 2025, revealing FY25 gross revenue of €771.8 meters and an adjusted EBITDA margin of 7.1%. The company expects FY2026 to see gross revenue in the range of €700 to 735 meters and an adjusted EBITDA margin of 6 to 7%. Bose GM Gay and Co. Kilograms is a global leader in kinematics and mechatronic systems for automotive interiors and exteriors.
CMG Annual General Meeting 2026 All Motions and Dividend of CHF 0.82 per share approved. At the SMG Swiss Marketplace Group Holding AG Annual General Meeting 2026, all motions proposed by the Board of Directors were approved by shareholders. This includes a dividend of CHF 0.82 per share, reflecting confidence in the company's performance. Jörn Nicolai was re-elected as chairman, with new member Patricia Lobinger joining the board. For more details, visit SMG's Investor Relations website.
Shelly Group SE publishes 2025 Investors Report as an established transparency format. Shelly Group SE has released its 2025 Investors Report, highlighting a 40% increase in group revenue to €149.7 million, euros, with an adjusted EBIT of €37.8 million and a strong international presence. The company aims for continued growth in the coming year. Co-CEO Wolfgang Kirsch emphasizes the importance of transparency in their capital markets communication, highlighting the key drivers of their business model.
Solagenix SNGX highlights patient-centric drug development strategy through reformulation approach. Solagenix highlights its patient-centric drug development strategy through a reformulation approach, aiming to improve access and adherence for patients with chronic rare diseases. CEO Christopher J. Schaber discusses the shift towards a home-based subcutaneous delivery method, emphasizing the importance of aligning therapies with patients' daily lives. This strategic move aims to de-risk later-stage trials and enhance long-term adoption by prioritizing convenience and patient experience.
Rockbreaks PowerMax Minerals, Inc. is making strides in the critical minerals race. Exploration companies like PowerMax Minerals are advancing rare earth element projects in Canada and the United States, positioning themselves to benefit from geopolitical pressures. With policymakers in the U.S. and Canada focusing on domestic mining and processing capacity, the urgency to diversify rare earth supply is evident. Tensions between Washington and Beijing further highlight the importance of securing rare earth resources. To learn more, visit the full article at the provided link.
Biomed News breaks: Solagenix Inc. CEO highlights capital discipline as critical to biotech success in PharmaForum analysis. Solagenix Inc. CEO Dr. Christopher J. Kahn. Schaber underscores the importance of capital discipline in navigating a constrained funding environment for biotech success. In a PharmaForum analysis, he highlights the need to align capital, execution, and development strategy to achieve value-defining milestones that attract continued funding. The analysis emphasizes prioritization, partnerships, and non-dilutive funding as key elements in building investor confidence and advancing programs efficiently toward commercialization.
Rockbreaks USA Rare Earth Inc. to acquire CeraVerd in $2.8 billion deal to expand global rare earth supply platform. USA Rare Earth Inc. announced its acquisition of Serra Verde Group in a $2.80 billion deal, including cash and stock. The purchase adds the Pela Ema rare earth mine in Brazil to USA Rare Earth's portfolio, enhancing its global rare earth supply platform. This move strengthens supply chain security and supports long-term growth for the company.
Investor news breaks: Massimo Group expands electric fleet network, advances autonomous patrol platform. Massimo Group has announced the expansion of its electric vehicle fleet and the development of its second-generation autonomous patrol golcart platform. The company is deploying vehicles across various environments, meeting the growing demand for durable and cost-efficient solutions. Massimo is also advancing a next-generation platform with autonomous patrol capabilities, continuous monitoring, and real-time communication functionality for extended operations in various settings.
Rock Breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc. reported new drill results from its Swanson Gold Project, extending gold mineralization below current resource estimates. Deep diamond drill holes revealed significant intercepts, including 2.29 grams per ton O, over 68.30 meters. The company stated the deposit remains open at depth and along strike, guiding future drilling at the Val d'Or Quaquec project.
Live Coalition Wells to the National Law Review to drive innovation in estate planning. The Live Coalition announced that the National Law Review has joined its mission to modernize estate planning through technology. With over 3 million monthly readers, NLR's influence will help bridge the access gap in estate planning. The NLR CEO, Gary Chodes, emphasized the importance of advancing a more modern legal system. Live's Executive Director, Christina Howard, welcomed NLR's leadership in driving meaningful change.
AE News Breaks: Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt. 5OV0, featured in AINEWS Wire coverage on rising demand for GPS-denied defense technologies. SPRC AI Inc. is featured in an AINEWS Wire editorial discussing the rising demand for GPS-jammed defense technologies due to widespread GPS jamming, spoofing, in conflict zones. The report highlights the vulnerability of drone and precision-guided operations, emphasizing Spark AI's Overwatch platform as a software-based solution for GPS-denied conditions, offering a scalable alternative to hardware-dependent systems.
AN News Breaks: American Fusion Inc. positioned at nexus of AI power demand as AI Newswire highlights energy constraint theme. American Fusion is highlighted in AI Newswire coverage for its role at the nexus of AI power demand. With increasing adoption of AI driving the need for more electricity, the report emphasizes the strain on energy infrastructure due to rising power consumption from data centers and AI workloads. American Fusion is focusing on aneutronic fusion and infrastructure strategies to address this energy constraint, aligning with industry leaders like NVIDIA, Microsoft, Amazon, and Constellation Energy.
Biomed News Breaks: Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., featured in Biomed Wire editorial on biotech valuation trends. Oncotelic Therapeutics was featured in a Biomed Wire editorial discussing the increasing recognition of drug pipelines as financial assets under U.S. GAAP, signaling a shift in biotech valuation. The company's diversified pipeline and strategic holdings, like a 45% stake in GMP Bio, valued at over $1 billion, showcase how scientific progress can boost balance sheet value and investor perception.
Biomed News Breaks: Nanovirusides NYSC American NNVC highlights NNV-387 as a potential treatment for the global measles outbreak. With over 18,000 suspected cases in Bangladesh and rising numbers in the U.S., the antiviral drug candidate has shown safety in phase 1 trials and efficacy in animal models. It aims to reduce transmission and treat infected patients, seeking FDA designations for orphan and rare pediatric diseases.
The HOA software buying mistake most boards make in their first 90 days. Many self-managed HOA boards make the mistake of choosing the cheapest community association software that covers basic needs. However, this often leads to operational chaos in the long run. Boards should consider scalability and whether the platform can grow with their evolving needs. HOA Start offers an all-in-one platform that eliminates the need for multiple disjointed tools, saving time and money in the long term.
Mining Newsbreak's ES Gold Corp featured in IBN Mining Newswire podcast interview. ES Gold Corp was featured in IBN's Mining Newswire podcast, where CEO Gordon Robb discussed the company's strategy for near-term production and internal funding at the Montauban Gold-Silver Project in Quebec. Robb highlighted ES Gold's tailings-to-cash model, focusing on revenue generation through surface material while advancing exploration with modern technologies. The company aims for significant milestones in 2026, including facility construction, a mating drill program launch, and concurrent production and exploration efforts.
Mining news breaks. SilverCorp Metals Inc., NYSE American, SVM secures $220 million syndicated loan facility. SilverCorp Metals Inc., NYSE American, SVM has secured a $220 million syndicated loan facility, with total bank commitments exceeding $220 million. The agreement includes floating rate and fixed rate tranches to support general corporate purposes and working capital needs. This financing, arranged by Standard Chartered Bank Hong Kong Limited, will enhance the company's capital structure and financial flexibility for growth initiatives in its international mining portfolio.
EVs appear to have passed their tipping point. Electric vehicles have surpassed their tipping point, breaking free from the oil price cycle that once hindered their adoption. The current surge in sales is supported by the changing economics of battery manufacturing, making owning a battery electric vehicle more feasible. Companies like Massimo Group are expanding their presence in the market as momentum grows.
Why molecular testing is increasingly important in CNS cancers. Molecular testing is increasingly crucial in identifying complex CNS tumors, aiding in treatment planning. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are advancing drug development efforts in this area. Molecular analysis plays a key role in distinguishing these tumors where traditional methods fall short, offering hope for improved patient outcomes.
Kormuz closure disrupts copper output as acid supply tightens. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz, alongside China's decision to halt exports of sulfuric acid from May 1st, is tightening global supplies of a critical chemical used in copper production. This is putting pressure on the agricultural and mining industries, which heavily rely on acid-intensive processes. Mine development companies like Numa Numa Resources Inc. are expected to strategize in response to these acid supply constraints.
Investor News Breaks Planet Ventures Inc., OTC Pink, PNXPF, engages ITG for market making services. Planet Ventures Inc., OTC Pink, PNXPF has enlisted Independent Trading Group for market making services to enhance liquidity and maintain orderliness for its common shares. The agreement includes a monthly fee of $6,000 with no issuance of shares or options. The initial one-month term starts on April 21, 2026, with automatic renewals unless terminated with 30 days' notice. Rock Breaks, Graham's Mining Ventures Corp. reported Q1 2026 gold production of 31,846 ounces from its Toca Inzinho gold mine in Brazil. The operation achieved an average throughput of 11,811 tons per day with a processed grade of 1.003 grams per ton of gold and a recovery of 90.3%. The company is advancing towards higher grade mineralization for stronger production in the second half of 2026, supporting full year guidance of 160,000 to 190,000 ounces.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.